Bismillahi Rahmani Rahim. Press release. Russia's chief rabbi arrives in Uzbekistan as the Jewish entity resumes bombardment of Gaza. Translated. Russia's chief rabbi Bero Lazar arrived in Tashkent on the 19th of March 2025. The purpose of his visit was said to be to discuss the future development of the Jewish community and the Chabad movement. The program included a visit to a cemetery and two synagogues and a meeting with the city's mayor. Bero Lazar's visit came at a time when the cursed Jewish entity was raining tons of bombs on Muslims in Gaza, killing women and children. In an interview with Russia Today International Media Group in 2024, the cursed rabbi described the Jewish entity as peace-loving. He openly supported its massacres in Gaza and labeled Muslims fighting for freedom as quote-unquote terrorists and quote-unquote extremists who seek war. Uzbekistan is an Islamic country, and although its population is of different religions and nationalities, yet the majority, i.e. 95%, are Muslims. However, there are several reasons why Bero Lazar still dares to come to our country. Number 1. The Uzbek regime and the system it implements are un-Islamic and do not protect the interests of Islam and Muslims. Number 2. The Uzbek regime led by Mirziyoyev bows down in cowardice and humiliation to Russia, China and the West, who harbour unlimited hostility towards Islam and Muslims, obeying their orders in order to maintain its power. This regime throws the Ummah's wealth at the feet of its greedy masters, leaving the people to think only of earning a living. 3. The security services of the Uzbek regime threaten the belief, dignity and reputation and security of Muslims, making the people afraid to demand their rights. They have become a force protecting the interests of the colonialists, not of the Muslim people. Tell me, who is more honourable today in Bukhari's birthplace, the Muslims or the Jews and Christians? What if Bero Lazar had quietly carried out his mission and the Indians and Chinese had held the rallies and celebrations that are banned for the Muslims as they wished? O Mirziyoyev's regime and security services, is it honourable for you to obey your masters, the enemies of Islam and Muslims, or to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who guided us to the right path? Wasn't the fate of Saddam Hussein, Muammar Gaddafi and Bashar al-Assad a lesson for you that the consequences of submitting to colonialists will only be humiliation? Your Lord who created you says, يقولون لئن رجعنا إلى المدينة ليخرجن الأعز منها الأذل ولله العزة ولرسوله وللمؤمنين ولكن المنافقين لا يعلمون. But all honor and power belongs to Allah, His Messenger and the believers, yet the hypocrites do not know. Surah Al-Munafiqun, verse 8. Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir in Uzbekistan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.